Hear Sean Cuddy. He's singing a song. Hey, we haven't heard Sean Cuddy before, have we? Oh, yes, I think we may have on one of the earlier programmes. Here's Sean back home in Ireland.
While sitting in my bedsit room in London, some thoughts of my mother came to view. 'Twas what she said the morning I was leaving to travel far across the deep blue sea. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old Ireland's the place I want to be. It's 20 years ago now since that morning. I only wish my mother I could see, but she is gone and I'm still here in London. And old Ireland again I'll never see. Said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old the place I want to be. And now I'm back home in dear old Ireland. So sad my dear old mother's passed away. But I was young and far off fields they did look greener, and old Ireland again I'll never stray. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old Ireland's the place I want to be.
Well, we're still in Northern Ireland. We're Armagh, and here, the Wolf Tones. Now, I've said it before on Sounds Irish that the Wolf Tones were never one of my favourite groups, but they make a lovely job of the boys from the County Armagh. This was a big hit, of course, for Bridie Gallagher, and lots of other people have recorded it. Let's have a listen to the Wolf Tones.
There's one fair county in Ireland, with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's Greenland. I love its cathedral city, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my old Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, sure me heart is at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh. That part of the county, through Newtown, Fort Kilcross, McGlen, around by the gap of Mount Norris, and home by Blackwater again, where the girls are so fair and so hearty, and fairer you'll find near or far. But where are the boys that can court them, like the boys from the county Armagh? It's my old Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, to cities near or far, sure me heart is at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh.
Now, I'm going to let Declan Nerney, by the way, we don't hear too much of Declan Nerney on Sounds Irish, but we put that to right. I promised you that a couple of months ago, did I not? But here, as I say, I'm going to let Declan Nerney introduce this himself. The track is called Galway John. Now, Galway, and you've all heard of Galway, even if you're not from Ireland, you know that, well, you've heard of Galway Bay. Well, this is not Galway Bay, but just to tell you that Galway is a beautiful county situated on the west coast of Ireland. Here's Declan Nerney.
When you think of Ireland in the 50s and 60s, emigration is the first thing to spring to mind. These scenes are typical of the arrangements a man would make to provide for his loved ones before departing to seek a living on foreign shore. A man's most prized possessions were his memories of home. A man like Galway John.
Downtown the other day, when I said hello to this old man to pass the time away. He told me he was Irish and his accent rang a bell. He was from a place in Galway that I knew quite well. I bought a drink, he reminisced. He said his name was John and he hadn't been back since he left in 1961. The years just seemed to roll away as he stepped down memory lane, and I couldn't bring myself to tell him things were not the same. How do you tell an old man who's lonely and alone that the oldies are just memories and gone forevermore? It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam, that little island over there will always be your home. We talked of favorite places and days when he was young. He asked about a lot of folk, they were mostly dead and gone. He could not erase those childhood days and fun-filled starry nights, and the close-knit family circle whose memory burned bright. I shook his hand to say goodbye, I had to catch a plane. And it hurt to see his shoulders droop, his eyes fill up with pain. He said I'd never see again the moon on Galway Bay. But tell them all you talked to John, everything's okay. Ah, how do you tell an old man who's lonely and alone that the old days are just memories and gone forevermore? It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam. That little island over there will always be your home. It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam. That little island over there will always be your home.
And that applies to every Irish person living abroad, whether it's America, Australia, Canada, what part of the world you're in, that little island over here will always be your home. I don't know whether it's day or night with you as you listen to Sounds Irish, but Daniel O'Donnell, we play Daniel on most of our programmes because I know we have a lot of Daniel O'Donnell fans. For Sounds Irish, here's Daniel. He wants to sing you an Irish lullaby.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song for me today. Ooh. Irish lullaby.
Now, we're on this musical tour of Ireland, and this wasn't done purposely, it's just a playlist I made up. And here we have PJ Murray. PJ Murray wants to go back to his old Sligo home.
Much have I traveled, many sights I have seen, since I left my home in that island of green. From London to Boston, wherever I roam, I long to return to my old Sligo home. How joyful that good day that we all spend, as we walk by Glencar, so happy and content. In Hazelwood meadows I oft walked alone, mid seas of contentment, near my old Sligo home. For the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. But I changed it all and nevermore roam, to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. Great Ben Bulban and the high Knocknarea, and the sun reclining, oh sweet Sligo Bay. The Garrigue River flows out the foam, amidst the green hillside near my old Sligo home. Farewell to that old home and the kind folks I knew. Every song and story with hearts light and true. Someday I will wander back home across the foam, to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. For the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. But I changed it all and nevermore, to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. To take the road westward to my old Sligo home.
Now the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, and you know the idea behind the programme, is that any track has something to do with Ireland. It might not necessarily be an Irish song, it could be an Irish singer, the song could be written by an Irish person, or it could be about Ireland. This, for instance, now we're going back, and I will be accused of doing stage Irish, as we call it here, but nevertheless, I love this song. Bing Crosby, and from Finian's Rainbow, How Are Things in Glockamora?
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear a breeze, a River Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glockamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glockamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glockamora this fine day? Weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a sighing to relay, how are things in Glockamora this fine day?
Now, let me elaborate a little about stage Irish. We people in Ireland never, ever say Faith and Begorra, or Begorra and Begosh, or the top of the morning to you now. We don't say that. That comes down from movies made like by people like Barry Fitzgerald. But the greatest stage Irish movie, in my book anyway, was The Quiet Man with John Wayne and, was it Maureen O'Hara? Oh, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it was. Now, a lot of that was stage Irish. It was aimed at the American audiences, and, well, it was a big hit here in Ireland, let's be honest about it. But in, well, certainly in the 40s and early 50s, there were lots of Irish characters in movies, and most of them played by either Barry Fitzgerald or Noel Pearsall or the like. And I'm not knocking them for what they did. They were good, entertaining movies, but you must take them for what they are. They were stage Irish, some people's idea of what the characters should be like. And, you know, Irish people are not like that at all. But now, having said that, and having given you a sermon on that, I still love some of the music, particularly from The Quiet Man. There was lovely music in that. And there, from Finian's Rainbow, Bing Crosby and How Are Things in Glacomorra. The only thing that just grate on the nerves for me anyway is when you hear people who are not Irish acting Irish parts, trying to do Irish accents. Oh my word. Speak to what do you call the guy from the Rolling Stones and his interpretation of Ned Kelly. Oh my lord. Anyway, enough of the preaching. Foster and Allen telling us all about this wonderful ship called the Irish Rover.
In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the Colchi of Cork. We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. We'd an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stole several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, we had Hogan from County Tyrone, and we had Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and the chap from Westmead named Malone. We had Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a roll, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover, and old man Mick McCann from the banks of the Van was the skipper on the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of bone, we had 3 million bales of old Nanny God's tales, we had 4 million barrels of stone, we had 5 million pugs and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of porter, we had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and our ship lost her way in the fog, and the whale of the crew was reduced down to 2, 'twas myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck her up, oh Lord, what a shock, and nearly tumbled over, turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
And of course, the regular listeners will know that you couldn't get through a Sounds Irish programme with Joe Bollard without a song from Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And one of the unwritten rules in this little programme of ours is that once the signature tune has stopped and you begin to listen to every track, you must listen to the lyrics, because all Irish songs have wonderful lyrics. And this girl sings this lovely song called The Colours of the Wind here. And not only are the lyrics gorgeous, but so is her voice. Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
Whatever land you land on, the earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. I think the only people who are people are the people look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins? Of the wind, can can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Around the hidden pine trails of the forest, come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come rolling in the riches all around you, and for once, never wonder what there was. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. That never ends. How high does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or whether we are white or copper. To paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth and still all you own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
The lovely voice of Anne-Marie O'Riordan bringing our programme to a close for this week, friends. I hope you've enjoyed it, and it's been, well, it has been quite a mixed bag, has it not? Don't forget the email address if you'd like to drop me a line. The email address is everton274@sky.com, everton274 at sky.com. and put the words "Sounds Irish" in the subject line. You don't have to put my name. That's the email address, everton274@sky.com. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're together again next week, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, this is Joe Bollard saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.